I get weirdly anxious and aggressive when things pop up on me. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is part two of Being Ready, accompanied by last week's part one, which is a bit of a preface, but honestly, it's not needed. The TLDR is basically I had to rush to PE and everything happened all at once. While I was there, there was a funeral that was announced for the following week because an uncle had passed away, and everything just seemed to hit me all at once of how overwhelming it was. However, an uncle, a different uncle who's alive, was with me in PE and asked to drive down with my father and I, and it happened in such a spur of the moment, like throw stuff in a bag and get in the car vibes, that I just needed to take that lesson into this podcast. So last week is just me ranting about everything that happened, and this week is the lesson. So if you don't have time to go listen to it, don't. It's okay. You know, just put it on in the background and turn the volume off if you want to support. But honestly, it's not a big deal. But yeah, that is this week's episode, Being Ready. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Robin, aka Pyro, and I enjoy making podcasts. Thank you for choosing to listen to me today, if that's your thing. And let's get into it. So, being ready is something I think I am, but the last while has proven I'm not. I get weirdly anxious and aggressive when things pop up on me, and I've had to reflect on why, and it's not good. I'm very conscious of that fact. It is not a good thing that I react that way to things popping up on me. And as much as I like spontaneity and fun things, and I'm always like, you know, just jump on every opportunity, sometimes I just don't want to jump because I don't like it. And that's okay. Case in point, some things will come for you when you least expect them. I got a reply to an email I sent in January. Okay, I only got the reply a couple days ago. And the moment that was sent, I'm like, it's incredible how much work I've done on myself, on my social media, on my preparedness, if I can put it that way, for sending emails and responses and having my links available and things. Because it was so easy for me to just open up the email, read what they needed, and then find my document that I have on hand, copy and paste it, and then thank them and send it off. Like, that is the kind of preparedness I'm speaking about. If you want amazing things to happen to you and for you, you need to be prepared for them, whether big or small. And that is my biggest thing. Like, I think I'm prepared for opportunities when I'm not. I mean, the first thing that pops to mind is the trip I have coming up later this year. And I'm reluctant to give details just because my privacy, my safety. But there's a trip coming up this year for a wedding, and I didn't even have a passport, okay? Like, how can you expect to travel the world and be an influencer and get invited on brand trips and you don't have a passport? Girl, what are you doing? So it's basic things like that to extreme cases of just like, we're gonna fly tomorrow, throw a bag together. Like, I don't even have a big bag. I need to go research a bag and then find a bag. I need to plan my whole trip. Everything is just up in the air, and it's like, you could just sit and Google this. Girl, it's not that hard. And that's the whole thing. It's not about being prepared down to the finest details. It's having general things ready to go in case something like this happens to you or for you. For example, my uncle that jumped with us in the car, all he had to do was throw a bag in and off he went. He's on medication. He already had a month's supply that he could just easily throw in a bag and bring with him. He had clean clothes. He literally had, I think, two or three random bags that he just threw stuff in. And Bob's your uncle. He had no place to stay when he got in the car We were all making phone calls, but he had a variety of people in different places that we could easily just drop him off at. And he ended up staying at one of my uncle's places, and it was absolutely fine. Even though we did call around and get a couple of rejections, it's okay. There was other people to call, and having that faith where you can just jump in a car and go is something I definitely want to take into my own life, because as I said, I get anxious and I get aggressive. Like, why are you suddenly throwing this thing at me? Like, that is what I do. So I try to get better at it, and I am learning to be more prepared so that if any opportunity arises, I am ready to go. And I think that is something we all need to work on. So I want to take this time and this lesson and implement it. So how I plan on doing that is basic. I'm going to sit down and figure out the different areas of my life and what opportunities they each represent or bring about. So for example, I've been working out more recently. The opportunity is I get to work out. That is a privilege. I do it at home. I follow online stuff. It's not that deep. However, in order to work out and have the time to work out, I need to set that time aside. I need to have a gym outfit and I need to have the space. So cleaning my room, clearing my space, having that space ready and allocated is one thing I can do to prepare. Another thing I can do is make sure I have multiple sets of clean gym clothes to work out in, and then also just have a cloth and some water ready for when I'm done, because maybe this is TMI, but I sweat a lot when I work out. So just wiping yourself down afterwards definitely helps with keeping your skin clear. So that's more of a pro tip than anything. Just wiping yourself down if you can't shower immediately is going to help with clear skin and making sure it doesn't sit and linger and fester on the skin. So that's something simple. When it comes to wanting to eat healthy, meal prep, going to the shop, buying the things, bringing it home, chopping it up, washing it off. I have been obsessed with grapes recently to the point I've had to stop myself from buying too many boxes of grapes at once. It's just I like grapes. They are so good. Also, the pink grapes from Woolworths, the beginning of the year. Not overhyped. Worth every cent. Delicious. I got them for my birthday. They were so good. To just being prepared for things when it comes to my social media. Like I said, I got the email. It was regarding PR stuff. So I was able to send all of my links and things to this company that contacted me. As a response, like I said, to my January email when I was on my grind. I have since stopped emailing companies for PR and stuff, but it's nice to have that audacity to do that first when I've got like 50 followers on Instagram. So it's fun. It was definitely a lesson in overconfidence. And that's not a bad thing to a certain extent, because I wasn't doing it from arrogance. It's just I believe in myself. I know I'm going to take this into the future and far into the future. So there is a longevity to it. It's just I need a break somewhere. Like, please. So what happens, happens. But I'm trusting the process. And the more I can prepare in these small ways, the better off I will be. As I said, I'm working on my passport. I need to go fetch it. But I'm waiting for them to finish with my ID as well. Then I collect both at once, because Paul is very far. But another way I'm going to be preparing for things is something I heard in an audiobook I'm listening to currently, 12 Rules for Life by Jordan B. Peterson. He's written so many books, good lord. Okay. Anyway, I had to just double check that. I meant no disrespect. Like I said, I'm listening to the book, not reading the book. And I've taken in so much. And one of the things is having a routine. And I thought that was really, really good. Like, having a routine for your day. And that to me is interesting, because sometimes I have a routine and then when things don't go according to the routine, I get frustrated. And my brother mentioned this once when I got frustrated, where he's just like, you need to be flexible. You can't just be so rigid. And I'm just like, if people just left me alone, this would be fine. So It's something I need to definitely work on. Having a routine is going to get me into a solid structure for my days, but having flexibility and kind of like white space within that routine, I think is going to be much better. I do thrive in a task list for the day kind of way instead of a time blocking or anything like that type of way, because it's like I need to know what I need to do for the day and I'll find time to get it done and then I'm good. I don't like having such a strict routine. I like to slowly ease into my day, and this is something my sister told me about my nephew. He wants to wake up like a half an hour earlier just so he can slowly wake up for the day, and he's like 6. So I'm just like, I swear this is genetic, my girl, because yeah, I feel that. This morning, for example, I got up, I helped do the dirt because it's dirt day, and I climbed back into bed when I was done. I was cuddling with my dog. It was all good, and I did that for like an extra hour. So it's a blessing, and I want to enjoy it as much as possible, but I also want to get into a routine, and I think especially if it's a routine that's going to solidify my morning and set me up for the day so that no matter what comes my way, I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to tackle it. I'm ready to slay. Because honestly, sometimes I set out to do my workout for the day and things just come at me hard and fast, and I'm at 9 o'clock jumping around doing my workout. So routine, I think is definitely going to be the best thing. I need to stop feeling like the world is coming at me, which is basically the song of this week. It's the same as last week's one, All Star by Smash Mouth, because the years stop coming and they don't stop coming. I've said that before, I'll say it again, and I'll probably use the song in the future because that's how valid it is decades later. It keeps coming at you. That hamster wheel does not stop. It's your duty to get off and find something better. You know, maybe a treadmill you can slow down, a walking pad, I don't know. So yeah, that's me for this week. I hope you enjoyed this, and I, as usual, will encourage you to keep being a better being, and I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.